So how's your Lent going? Heard it great. I heard it blah. Blah. About a week ago, because we're going to work on the blah here, about a week ago I heard a keynote speaker. Impressive. She was the first female Thunderbird pilot. The first female Thunderbird pilot. She fit every part you could conceivably think of. She was pretty, she was smart, she was articulate, and she was talented. And she showed us video, and it's incredible. Everything they're doing, they're inverted, they're doing things, and they're 6 inches to 12 inches apart. It's amazing. And then she said, every fighter pilot goes through the same thing. I had to go through it, and then she was a teacher teaching new fighter pilots. Because these fighters are able to go 50,000 feet in the air at Mach 2 plus. So very high, very fast. And as the instructor, she said, I would get the new pilot up into the air. We'd be cruising about 10,000 feet. And I would say the same thing, and every pilot, including me, responded the same way when it was my turn. Now it's their turn. She said, you've got the plane. And each pilot said the same thing. Oh, okay. And they would cruise at about 300 knots at about 10,000 feet. And that's us. That is what we tend to do all the time. But we have two different seasons, Advent, Lent, and Lent is set apart for us to do something else. We are called, all of us are called to soar, not to be at a low altitude. We're called to soar in this Lenten season. So, of course, I had to bring you a fighter jet. You are called to soar. Soar in so many different ways. This season set apart is our chance, by the grace of God, to come close to Him. And as we prepare ourselves with a humble, contrite, loving heart, to enter into that Triduum and Easter celebration. But make no mistake, you're called from going to, at this level, to huge heights. And how do we do that? Well, if you were here for on Ash Wednesday, you know the first one is prayer. I love the quote from Thomas Merton. Someone once asked him, how do I pray? He said, take your time. Take your time. Because our world, and I'm certainly part of that, we get going at our own Mach 2 miles an hour, don't we? And we're like, I have to do this, I have to be here, I have to go there. Take the time in this Lenten season to pray maybe in a way that you've never thought about praying. Father Jeff and staff have done a wonderful job of creating opportunities for us. If you didn't notice, we have signs around the church. You can do a walking rosary around the church. Deacon Jerry led Stations of the Cross last Friday night and every Friday at 5 o'clock. Dr. Schumann has various Bible studies, things going on. Deacon Jim's got things in between masses. Deacon Todd's the deadbeat because he doesn't have anything. But that's okay. Ever since I found out about the little black book that are in the narthex, I do the little black book. Maybe that's something you're going to do. Let your imagination run wild of things you can do, methodologies in which you can pray. Perhaps you're going to go into a quiet room and just sit for a while. Perhaps you're going to try to just speak to God in conversation. And it's okay to say, Lord, I've never done this, and I really don't know what to say. I love you, and I'm just going to sit and listen. And to that point, you can go into the Adoration Chapel and sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Keypad 13579 pound, I believe. If not, we'll get it for you. Pray. And the great thing, too, is from this gospel passage, you hear Christ say, everything comes forth from the mouth of God, the word of God. Maybe you're going to reflect and read Scripture. That's fantastic. Sit and just read Scripture. Start with Acts of the Apostles. Maybe you'll be inspired. Read all the Gospels. Different ways. Take the time, though. Take the time. Second aspect is fasting. All right, take this in the spirit in which it's intended. Not that I've ever been guilty of this, but if what you gave up for Lent, you announce to your friends or family and they go, oh, no, you didn't. You may want to revisit that. If everyone around you, you make angry because you're angry because you gave up something, you're fasting for Lent, I would suggest maybe you do something else. The ideas are limitless. Perhaps you're not going to watch TV as much. Perhaps you're not going to do video games as much. Perhaps you're not going to go on those websites. You know, I shouldn't be on this anyway. Perhaps you will fast from social media. I'm always prepared for someone to throw something at me with that one. But let your imagination run wild with it. What's something I can give up? Maybe something I can do. And make no mistake, you heard from Scripture, when you start doing things and you become closer to Christ, as you begin to soar, guess who's coming after you? Just as they came after Christ. The deceiver will come after you. You don't really need to do those things, do you? Christ doesn't need those things. Christ doesn't need those things. We need these things in order to become closer to Christ. Soar. And it's okay if from time to time you have to say, Satan, get behind me. I've given my life to my Lord. Third aspect, almsgiving. We have so many different things that people are involved with, and it's all beautiful. We have Dare to Care. We have people that help out at soup kitchens. And it's all very beautiful. We have people that are involved with St. Vincent de Paul. And maybe you weren't aware of something. Our candles, the proceeds from those candles, go to St. Vincent de Paul. So Father Jeff reminded me, the candles are $2. $2. So everything.
To cover the cost of the candle.
There is always the clarifying. What he didn't say, because his microphone was on, that's to cover the cost of the candle. Anything you give above $2 goes to St. Vincent de Paul that is feeding the hungry, almsgiving. Providing shelter for people, almsgiving. Let your imagination run wild with that and soar. We are called to soar. You are called to soar. I have to admit, my goal is for all of us to ask each other how Lent is going. And I hope the answer will be, I am soaring. And maybe when you go outside, because it's going to get nice again, it's actually been pretty nice. So as you look up in the sky and you see the contrails of commercial aircraft going, maybe that's going to remind you, I am to soar. I am to soar to new heights. And maybe if you say that to people and they look at you like they look at me, like we have seven heads, maybe that's going to be your catechetical moment that you get to teach somebody else. I'm soaring. Here's what that means. Are you soaring? I hope everyone has a fantastic Lent that leads to baptism, leads to the Triduum, and our Easter celebration. And I end this just like I began it, asking the same question. And I hope the answer is not blah. How is your Lent going? I have to start all over. Okay. How is your Lent going? There you go.